Newsbreak podcast.
We have advanced quite a lot since the HIV of the 90s, where we just envisioned people who are either sick in bed or people that are heroes such as Ngozi Johnson. And even though we have come so far medically in terms of there now being ARV treatment, that if you take for a while, you become undetectable and untransmittable. And there's even medication such as PrEP, where if you take it, you can't get infected if you become intimate with the person who's HIV positive. But we're still seeing that there's still quite a huge, huge stigma around HIV and AIDS. It's still seen as a deadly disease.
From the foundation's point of view, how do you think changing the name of the virus will actually help to update people's perceptions of it?
So if you were to imagine right now a person who would receive a positive diagnosis for cancer and the reception that they would get, most people would be sympathetic, most people would think, how can they support? And if you have a look at the symptoms of cancer compared to the symptoms of HIV long ago, they are quite similar, but it's just that the reception from the community is very different. Now, if you are to receive a positive HIV diagnosis, right now people might think of it as the end of the world. The reception might be different. They might be supportive. They might be angry. You might be questioned in terms of your lifestyle. And that right there is what we're talking about when you say HIV has a lot of stigma. Because most people say, no, I'm fine with it. You know, I support people who have HIV. But when it comes to you and your family and your intimate circle, how exactly do you feel about it? And that is why we've developed this campaign to say it's that type of narrative and thinking that is currently even limiting people from going to get tested.
We also hear that the Update HIV campaign has been well received, especially with regards to health officials, policymakers as well, some of whom were actively involved in a contribution to a mural display in Soweto. Tell us all about that.
Yes, I mean, I think that is beautiful. That mural is currently in Soweto, and it's just a mural of many signatures of people from high-ranking policymakers within the WHO, and even here in South Africa, such as activists that have been championing HIV. I mean, we know HIV and the history of it in South Africa, down to today UJ students who were born with HIV and are currently living with it and working through disclosure at that level.
What the name will actually be changed to does not matter in the greater scheme of things, but are there any suggestions perhaps from the foundation as to what this new name for HIV could be?
I mean, that's a great question. And I guess with us as a foundation, what we wanted to do was to then mobilize South Africans to give suggestions for the name. Because we saw during COVID how interesting names that we gave for COVID, where it was Koriri, Kovizi, and all these things. So I think that South Africans are very creative when it comes to that. And I think that the decision should not only be based with us as South Africans, but also maybe opening up to a panel of scientists and also other relative stakeholders that we work together in terms of just giving it an effective name that will show how changed and advanced HIV is right now.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.